Okay, so this is a hypnosis session for overcoming needle phobia, and it's called Switching Channels. And so what I'd like you to do at first is make yourself comfortable. Find a comfy spot where you can sit and relax, where you won't be disturbed. It's usually better to do this in a chair that you can recline slightly in or tilt back in. It's usually better to not do it in bed, or if you do it in bed, to do it sitting up in bed, propped up against some pillows. So the first thing I want you to do after making yourself comfortable is to open your eyes and to stare straight upwards, as if you're looking straight through your head. So not moving your head, only looking upwards with your eyes, staring straight upwards. And slowly you'll start to feel that in the lower lids. You'll feel a slight strain in the muscles, in the eyes, in the lower lids as you stare upwards. So as you continue to stare upwards, the next thing I'd like you to do is take a long, slow, deep breath in and hold it. Now, continuing to hold that breath, I'd like you to close your eyes, but stare upwards under their closed lids. Holding the breath, staring upwards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, very, very slowly, I'd like you to release that breath. And as you do, I'd like you to relax your eyes to a comfortable position. And now with every long, slow, deep inhalation, breathing in nice and deep and slow in through the nose, I'd like you to focus all your attention on the movement of the air coming in through the nose. And then as you exhale, focus all your attention on the release of tension and tightness, just letting go of that bad energy, just letting it go, breathing it out, expelling it from your body, so it's no longer bothersome or annoying. Breathing out long and deep and slow. Exhaling out and letting go. All of your focus on the inhalation and the exhalation. And if ever your mind wanders, and it may, just gently bring it back to the sensations of the breath, the wonderful sensation of breathing in nice and deep and slow and exhaling. Bring your attention back to the sounds of my words, and bring your attention back to the growing sensations of relaxation, whatever they may be. So slowly, little by little, with every breath, you'll notice yourself relaxing more and more. It'll happen in your time and in your way. And so as we proceed in this hypnosis session, I'd like you to show you something, a skill, that you can use now or at any time later to help yourself feel more calm and comfortable, to help yourself feel more confident and able to handle whatever faces you. This technique is a technique to help distract you from anything that may be distressing. So breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through the nose, out through the mouth, paying attention only to the sound of my voice. Any other sound you hear, you'll notice will slowly drift into the background, and it'll be there just to help you redirect your focus back to your breath, back to the sounds of my words. It's comforting to know that the rest of the world can go about its business, and you can simply relax and find peace, taking care of yourself in this moment and allowing yourself to enjoy some deep, deep relaxation. Allowing yourself to experiment with this new tool of hypnosis to help you feel calmer, more confident, able to do anything you choose. So breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you relax, hands resting comfortably, slowly, little by little, you'll notice a gentle sense of heaviness. Perhaps you'll notice it first in the fingers, in the hands, or more in the feet, in the toes, in the tops of the feet, and the bottoms of the feet. You may notice it more instead on the right-hand side versus the left. It doesn't really matter what you notice first. All that matters is you enjoy it. You enjoy the experience of deep relaxation. All that matters is you enjoy it and you invite more of the experience of deep relaxation to enter into your awareness. So taking a long, slow, deep breath in, breathing nice and deep and slow in through the nose, exhaling ever so slowly out through the mouth, enjoying that wonderful sense of release you get as you breathe out all the way. And slowly, little by little, breath after breath, your mind can drift off to a special place, a safe place. This may be an imaginary place or a real place. It may simply be a place filled with a calming, soothing energy. You may imagine yourself just drifting off into the clouds, riding horses in the clouds, free, unencumbered, just feeling relaxed and easy. Whatever you imagine, just allow your mind to drift off there more and more now, with every exhalation. You may also imagine your body floating right through the chair with each breath, deeper and deeper. And with each breath you breathe in, and each breath you breathe out, a sense of calm coming over your body more and more. And right now, perhaps imagining you're floating somewhere soothing, comforting, peaceful, and safe. Wherever that is, just allow yourself to your body to experience those sensations and your mind to drift off to this safe, comfortable, happy place where your thoughts just naturally and gradually slow down all on their own, as if you're really not thinking about much at all. And as you drift off there, noticing what you're seeing, sensing, feeling, enjoy it all, floating in your safe, comfortable place. And so when you're ready, I'd like you to take a long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in nice and deep and slow in through the nose, filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen, and then exhaling ever so slowly, letting that breath out, and allow yourself to drift off to this safe, comfortable, happy place, drifting off there more and more. This is a place of relaxing comfort. You can always return to this place in your mind. Your mind can be wherever you allow it to go. And you can allow your mind to go to your safe, comfortable, happy place. And the next time you close your eyes and you concentrate on your safe, comfortable, relaxing place, and you focus on the wonderful sensations of relaxation, your ability to experience these sensations will grow stronger, it'll be easier, and the sensations of deep relaxation will last longer. You can plan to use this imagery a few times a day to help bring some peace to your mind, some deep relaxation. We all enjoy these sensations, these moments we take out just to calm the mind, relax the body. And when we do that multiple times a day, we rejuvenate. We rejuvenate the cells in our mind and our body. We slow our breath down and we calm, we relax. All the stress hormones in our body settle down. And you'll find the more and more you can do this, the better your focus, your concentration, your memory, the better you are able to approach tasks and situations strategically, calmly, confidently. That's a nice image, a comforting image we all aspire to approach situations in our lives with calm, with reason, being strategic, being decisive. And you can use these tools in any situation. So now letting your breathing become the center of your thoughts, the center of your attention. While you still remain aware of the growing sensations of relaxation in your body, while you can still hear the sounds of my voice and still somehow understand the meanings of the words that are important to you. So continuing to relax deeper and deeper by simply focusing on your breath, with every long, slow, deep breath in, easily taking you closer and closer to the awareness of how comfortable you can be, the awareness of how comfortable you wish to be. This is a natural process of relaxing. So breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose, and exhaling out all the way, breathing all the way out, and just letting that breath leave the body, relaxing more and more, letting the breath take you deeper and deeper into relaxation, into hypnosis, with every breath you take, with every word that is said, just drifting deeper and deeper now, all the time, more and more enjoying the experience of deep relaxation. And as you relax more and more, you can also count downwards from 300, counting down at your pace. Whatever pace that is for you. It could be counting down one digit at a time. It could be down counting down in twos or threes. It could be counting down in fives. Whatever makes sense to you, whatever is relaxing and calming. And as you count down from 300, the further down you go, the deeper you'll relax more and more. So focusing on your breath, the growing sensations of relaxation, the sound of my voice, and counting downwards. Just take a moment to really focus on your breath. Focus on the growing sensations of relaxation in your body, and counting down at the pace that feels right to you, as I'm quiet for a moment or two. Good. And in a moment, I'm going to slowly count from 1 to 5. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 5 very deep breaths, one at a time. And as you let each breath out, I want you to simply notice how you sink down more and more relaxed, more and more at peace. Your mind drifting off to that safe, comfortable, happy place. And as your mind drifts off, your body relaxes more and more. Your thoughts slow down. The numbers you're counting down get smaller and smaller. And as you let each breath out, I want you to simply notice how you sink down into a much, much more relaxed, pleasant state, deeper and deeper hypnotized. And your unconscious mind knows exactly how deep you want to go to feel better. Your unconscious mind knows exactly the depth that is right for you. So at the count of five, you'll find yourself enjoying a deeply relaxed, comfortable, peaceful, hypnotic state. A wonderful mental and physical holiday that's just right for you. It's peaceful, safe, and comfortable. The thoughts slow down so much as if you're not really thinking about much at all. And perhaps as we count down, you may notice that it's not much different than what you experience now. Just more peaceful and calming. And that's okay. Just notice whatever you notice. Allow yourself to be curious and surprised. So one, when you're ready, take a long, slow, deep breath in. Hold that breath. And let it go. Let that breath all the way out. Release that breath. And allow your shoulders to relax. Allow your jaw to loosen. Allow the muscles around your eyes to soften and relax. The muscles in your forehead, your cheeks, and your jaw. Just allow those muscles to relax more and more. Allowing the muscles in your bicep, tricep, your forearm, and your hands to relax more and more. The muscles in the palms of your hands are smoothing out and relaxing. The creases and lines disappear. The tummy relaxes more and more. The whole upper body just feels more pleasant, calm, and relaxed. And two, when you're ready, take another long, slow, deep breath in. Good, and let go. Let that breath go more and more. Let go more and more, relaxing deeper and deeper. Noticing the waves of relaxation in your toes, in your feet, emanating up your shins, over your calves. Your whole body feeling like it's floating, drifting, sinking down into the chair. Whatever you notice. Allow yourself a moment to really enjoy the sensations of relaxation. And three, when you're ready, take another long, slow, deep breath in. Good, and let it go, sinking deeper and deeper into relaxation. Deeper and deeper into comfort now, more and more. Just letting your shoulders relax, your arms and your hands. Letting your chest relax, your tummy soften, your legs go loose and limp and lazy-like. Knowing more and more, noticing more and more sensations of relaxation, whatever they may be for you, enjoying them, inviting them into your experience, continuing to count down at a pace that feels right to you, letting your breath be the center of your thoughts and your mind drifting off to that safe, comfortable, happy place, drifting off there more and more. And four, when you're ready, take another long, slow, deep breath in. Breathing in nice and deep and slow. Good. And just let that breath go. Let go of everything now. But the comfort you feel throughout your entire body. Letting your thoughts slow down, your mind drift off to that safe, comfortable place. And noticing more and more now, with curiosity and surprise, the comfort, the deep relaxation, and inviting that, wanting it more and more. And five, another very deep breath now. Good. And let that breath go. Sinking down, very, very relaxed now. More and more relaxed. Perhaps wondering if anything is happening or what is happening, but knowing it doesn't really matter. All that truly matters is you feel more at peace, more calm, more relaxed than you did a few moments ago. That's all that matters. Just taking a moment to really enjoy the deep sensations of relaxation you feel. Noticing it more and more now in the corners of your mouth and your jaw. Noticing it in your hands and your feet. Noticing a gentle heaviness, lightness, tingling. Whatever you notice in your legs, your tummy, your chest. Noticing a light tingling or heaviness in your arms and your hands. And just enjoying it more and more now. And in a moment, I'll ask you to take one more deep breath to fill your lungs and your chest. And I'll ask you to hold that breath until I say the words, let go. And when I say the words, let go, you can let that breath out as fast as you can. And as you do so, you'll feel yourself sagging limply back, becoming much, much more deeply relaxed, enjoying more and more deeper sensations of relaxation, enjoying a deeper, relaxed, hypnotic state. All right now, take that full, deep, deep breath in and hold it. Hold it. And hold it. Okay, let it go. Let your whole body sink down. More and more relaxed, and continuing to sink deeper and deeper into comfort with every normal breath you take, with every word that is said. Every time you exhale, your mind drifts deeper and deeper into that quiet state where thoughts slow down. Slow down as if you're not thinking about much at all. And you continue to relax. Yes, relax. Enjoying that quiet inner stillness of your own inner world, that stillness you now experience. And in this stillness where all is quiet, you are safe and sound. You are at peace and everything is okay. And because everything is okay, I'd like you to memorize the feelings you have right now. The feelings of being perhaps more than okay, more relaxed, more calm, more at peace than you thought imaginable, than you were certainly a few moments ago. And to help you memorize these wonderful sensations, you can take the thumb and the forefinger of one of your hands and bring them together to make an okay symbol. And this okay symbol will help you remember these deep sensations of relaxation you now experience. So I want you to notice the deep relaxation in your body. Scan your body from head to toe with your mind, noticing the wonderful sensations of relaxation. And as you make this okay symbol, the memories of this deep relaxation will become embedded in the sensation of this okay symbol. The sensations of this okay symbol and the image of this okay symbol will be a reminder to you. Your body can deeply relax. Your mind can grow more still. You can be okay. And in this state, in this moment, everything is okay. And in this state, in this moment, everything will be okay. And in this state, in this moment, you are okay. Everything's okay. You are okay. And everything will be okay. You are okay. Everything will be okay. And everything is okay. You are okay. So just making that okay symbol, I'd like you to repeat those messages to yourself quietly in your mind's eye, over and over and over again, repeating each of them at least 3 times as I'm quiet. Your memory of these messages will grow stronger. And you can stop yourself throughout the day, wherever you are, and you can simply make this okay symbol and repeat these messages to yourself, grounding into the moment that you're in, feeling in that moment, yeah, everything is okay. I am okay, and everything will be okay. And your mind will still. Your body will relax as it is now. So this okay symbol will stay with you. This memory of the deep relaxation you now experience will stay with you. And each and every time you practice this hypnosis, these sensations will grow stronger. Not only will they grow stronger, you'll experience them with greater ease. And then after you've done the hypnosis, the sensations of deep relaxation in your calm and your mind and your body will stay with you for hours, days, and weeks beyond the hypnosis. Practicing it every day, this skill will get stronger and it'll last longer with you. So now I'd like you to teach you a different technique for managing anxiety. Our mind has many channels. One of the channels that we can set our mind to is anxious thoughts. Another channel is more depressive, discouraging, negative thoughts. Another channel is calm and coping thoughts, optimism and hope. These are all different channels. And we have the ability to change channels. And the more we do change channels, the stronger our ability to change channels gets. We can focus on the channel that's all catastrophe, bad things happening, predicting the worst. Instead, we could focus on a different channel, negativity, pessimism, everything's bleak and ugly. We can focus on a channel of self-criticism, self-loathing. Instead, we can focus on a different channel of self-confidence, encouragement, coping thoughts, optimism, and hope. And these have been shown through research to have massive benefits for our emotional coping, our physical coping, and our belief in ourselves. The more we think in calming, coping, positive ways, the more things we can do. The more we believe in ourselves, the more challenges we can overcome. The other channels hold us down, hold us back. They make our life small, bleak, dreary. The other channel, the optimistic channel, the positive coping channel, the courageous channel opens up our lives. We become stronger and possibilities open up. I want you to take a moment to decide what channel you want to focus on. The anxious thoughts can be there. They can creep up because they're old habits. But the mastery coping thoughts are there as well. As long as you exercise them, they'll get stronger. But you need to bring them out. You need to take them for a trot, a run, a gallop, to exercise them so they can get stronger and build that skill. This is a decision you must make. As you focus more on confidence building, optimism, coping thoughts, this skill will get stronger. Your mastery will get stronger. Are you ready to exercise this skill? In your mind's eye, think to yourself, are you ready to use more calming, coping, confidence building, mastery thoughts? Are you ready to exercise that skill more and more? And if you are, just let one of your fingers float up to indicate. If you're ready to build more confidence, more mastery, more coping, if you're ready to switch your channels, just let one of your fingers float up to indicate. Good. You can relax your hands now. So what I'd like you to do now is imagine a large TV screen. And imagine you have a remote control in your hand that you can use to change the channels on the screen. The remote control can also zoom in and zoom out, so you can see more or less details. You can also brighten the image or dull the image, diffuse it or even turn it off. So now what I'd like you to do with your mind is push the power on the remote control. Feel the tip of your finger as it presses down on the power button. Imagine you can hear the click of the remote control. You can feel the button under your fingers and see the screen illuminate as the power comes on. And I'd like you to press the number one. Let yourself become more aware of a mental image, or even a partial outline of an image of a situation that you're nervous about, you're anxious of, such as getting a needle, for a flu shot, for a blood draw, for a treatment, whatever it may be. See yourself on the screen. See it. See you at a distance on the screen. See the anxious thoughts. See your breathing. See the worry. See it building up in your body, all emanating from the thoughts that you're having about the needle. Take a moment to really notice. See how distressing it is, bothersome. See how all-consuming it becomes. See the avoidance. This is all on the first channel, the number one. Now switch the channel. And on the channel two is a picture of your ideal self on the screen. This is a calm, confident you. There may be somebody in your life who this person reminds you of, this image of you, this ideal you. Could be a friend, an aunt, uncle, one of your parents, a sibling. Just draw an image of the ideal you on the screen. See yourself there, calm and confident, bold, courageous. Completely in control. See the determination in your eyes. See the strength in your spine, the determination, the strength, the courage. Imagine yourself as you ideally like to perform. Strong, confident, calm, just getting the task done. Just like buying a pair of socks, you're just going to go get a needle. It's just a task you want to get done. The pain or discomfort is brief, but you can get it done. See yourself so calm, so confident there. See it in your eyes, the strength of your posture. It's just a task to get done, to put behind you. So you can move on to more enjoyable things, things you choose to do. Riding your horse, perhaps walking in the snow, whatever you enjoy. Traveling, hanging out with friends, going off to college. Just see this ideal you. Make it as bold, make it as courageous, strong, fearless, determined. Turn it up, make it brighter, make it bigger, make it more colorful. Hold that ideal image of you in mind. Sense it, feel it, see it. Let yourself experience how wonderful it feels, how positive. Seeing yourself perform in the clinic in this ideal way, as you'd like, as people you know do perform. They just go in, get it done, walk away. There's a slight discomfort, a little cotton gauze, a piece of tape covering the gauze, and they're on the way for the rest of the day. It's just a task, a chore that needs to be done. Take notice of what it feels like to be so masterful over your thoughts, to be in charge whenever those anxious, worrisome thoughts try to sneak in. You close the door on them. You shut them out. Tell them you're not listening to them. Whenever those feelings occur in your body, you know them to be anxiety and not listening. They're simply certain neurochemicals and hormones trying to creep in. You can breathe your way through. You can think positively. You believe in yourself and you know you can just get it done. The self-confidence is in charge. See yourself, feel yourself. And as you look out on the horizon, see yourself knowing. Overcome this hurdle. You can overcome anything. There's nothing that can stand in your way. You accomplish lots with the horses every day. Things other people can't do or have difficulty. You are determined and you are strong. You are patient and you are courageous. See the mastery, the confidence, the determination grow more and more. Focus on how wonderful it is to feel this way, to look at yourself and look at your life and your future in this way. Stay with that image, stay with those sensations. Feel it, enjoy it. Now push the number one again. Switch the channels back to the image of you. Selfish, self-conscious, anxious, listening to those destructive, anxious thoughts, those old habits, feeling those sensations in your body, the avoidance, your life getting smaller, self-doubt getting bigger. But this time the picture is blurrier. Blurrier. Make it blurrier using the remote control. Make it blurrier, make it more distant, and now immediately press the number two again. Switch back to the calm, confident you, determined you, where life has possibilities, it's opening up. Zoom in on this ideal image of you. Let it get crisper, bolder, more colorful, stronger. Let it get stronger, bolder, more confident, more real, more colorful, bigger. And push the number one again. And see the image of you where you were anxious. See the image getting smaller, get it blurrier. The color has faded. Perhaps you can even see it in black and white now. And then quickly press the number two again. See yourself once again, your ideal self, where you're calm and confident. You're a master responding the way you would like most to feel, to handle yourself. A master of your thoughts, a master of the sensations of your body, a master of what you choose to do and not do. You are in charge. Identify with this image, let it merge with the image of you. Take it on. Step into it. Be it. I'm going to be silent for a moment while you firmly, confidently connect with the feelings. Step into the confidence. Step into the calm. Step into the mastery. Lots of people every single day overcome various fears, and you will be one of them. With determination and hard work, you too will be one of them. You, as you build this confidence, as you approach these feared situations, the mastery, the calm, the confidence, the ability to deflect that anxious thinking and to think more confidently, more positively, more optimistically will grow stronger. These are skills. And I encourage you to practice this channel switching daily so you can look forward to changing your thinking, forcing yourself in a determined, courageous way to focus on the positive, the optimistic, the coping and the calming thoughts. And you will become more masterful, more confident. You will know more than ever than before that getting an immunization, a needle, is just a task like buying socks. It can be simple, quick, just something to get done, nothing more, nothing less. The more you practice, you'll no longer feel anxious. You'll no longer focus on the anxious thoughts. Instead, you'll be able to brisk them away, brush them off like a fly. So in a moment, I'll count from 7 to 1 and you'll open your eyes feeling alert, without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy, without feeling sleepy. You'll feel much better for this deep and pleasant hypnotic experience, relaxed mentally and physically. You'll feel confident in yourself and the future. So now I'm going to count from 7 to 1. 7, 6, 5, 4. Becoming more aware, more alert, more aware of the sounds around, able to wiggle your fingers and toes. 2, taking some deep breaths, re-alerting to the sounds of the room around you. 1, when you're ready, you can open your eyes, feeling relaxed and refreshed, and return to the room around you.